Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Seven, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ray Wong is our guest, our new friend, but soon-to-be old friend. He's a principal analyst and CEO at Constellation Research. ConstellationR.com, is that the website?
That is, that's our homepage.
ConstellationR.com, so check that out. The book is his new book, brand spanking new, just out now, Disrupting Digital Business, Create an Authentic Experience in the Peer-to-Peer Economy. Ray, please tell us how we can find the book.
Yeah, you can find that at any Barnes & Noble, any place where books are sold, and also on Amazon, and also at the Harvard Business Review .org.
That sounds good. Congratulations, by the way, again, on the book. It's outstanding. And, all right, so you in your book you talk a lot, you know, one of the things we talk a lot here on the show is B2B and B2C, business to business and business to consumer. Business to consumer is retail. B2B is more wholesale and that sort of thing. But you talk about the peer-to-peer economy. In your book. Tell us about that.
Right. The peer-to-peer economy is really important. And I don't know, for those folks that are looking at, you know, how does this weird stuff like Facebook apply back to business or LinkedIn? Well, what's interesting is these networks are turning out to be a lot more valuable than people realize. Now, if you've ever used LinkedIn and you wanted to connect to someone that another person knows, you'll find out that it's actually very interesting because a connection request from something like LinkedIn has a lot more power than, you know, you just sending an email out to 500
right.
people saying, hey, can you come help?
Right.
And so basically what we're realizing is there's a trust network. Basically, these are people in your network that are much more valuable than anything else. Now, whether it's B2B or B2C, it's turning out that if you work for a company, it's still about people, right? And so one of the things about humanizing these digital experiences is the fact that it's the networks and it's the nodes of all these people that know each other that
mm-hmm.
become part of that valuable network. And so one of the examples we use is that, you know, and this is hard, especially in small businesses where, you know, personal brands and corporate brands are, you know, often sometimes the same thing, but often discouraged. Well, one of the things that we realized was you take Fox News, and we use Fox News as an example in the book, is that they were early to figure out that if you grow the personal brand, you also grow the corporate brand. You got to make room
right.
for both
mm-hmm.
to make these peer-to-peer networks work.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of those examples there where, I mean, you want to hire people with great networks, right? That's why you hire great salespeople,
right.
whether you're great service people. But the point being is those networks help in recruiting, those networks helping
well,
get
and
word
in term,
out.
And in term, whether the peer-to-peer, the person-to-person is, whether they're actually buying or selling anything, they're certainly communicating connection and context for whatever it is you're selling. And the, you know, one of the things we've learned, Ray, and I know you know this, is that people are 70%, the new research shows this, and it's probably heading to be much stronger. 70% people are 70% more likely to believe what a peer says about a product than what the company says about their own product.
It is. And that network of peers becomes very important, and it's the foundation for all these post-sale, on-demand attention economies, right? I mean, we talked about it's important to, you know, keep a brand promise, and that brand promise is, well, it's carried over by trust
right.
and these transparency and authenticity all come together.
Well, there's no question about it. And, you know, one of the things that I talk about here for and I have for since the beginning of my show 17 and a half years ago, Ray, is the power of trust. That trust is not just the right thing to do. It's a best practice. And I point out that trust was in attendance when proto-market was born 10,000 years ago, and today trust is probably more valuable than ever. What do you think?
Oh, it is. I mean, trust is every piece of the digital equation. No matter what you do, I mean, while we're hoping for transparency, basically every transaction, every touch point, every click, you know, every interaction is captured,
mm-hmm.
but ultimately gets revealed. Right, so trust is
right.
basically capturing all the things that aren't being captured, and it's the stuff that you do when no one's looking.
And isn't
and when
this
you have
what,
a,
isn't this what Nesbitt was talking about 35 years ago when he said the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want?
Yes, exactly. This is the thing, and as we get to all this transparency in terms of how people are interacting, you start to realize who you trust or who you didn't trust. And that's why trust and transparency go together when we talk about authenticity.
How can it's a lot easier for small companies to be transparent because we're kind of right out there planted in the ground on Main Street. We got nowhere to hide, right? Nowhere to go, nowhere to hide. How are big companies going to get going to deal with transparency and authenticity? They're having difficulty with that, aren't they?
They do, because a lot of times you're trying to be all things to all people. And so this is why if your brand and what you stand for isn't clear, you get caught. I mean, you get caught in
I think there's another thing, too, Ray. I think it's because of their fealty to the 90-day conference call with analysts and the way that drives their values. I don't think you can be a slave to the 90-day conference call and be and love your customers up like you need to. I don't think you can do both. What do you think?
Well, that's the problem. We've been living in this quarter-to-quarter mentality, and there's no room for thinking about long-term or protecting the brand.
Exactly.
Everybody's in it for themselves to actually just carry themselves to the next quarter.
Yep.
So I think we've lost a lot of those values right there.
And that's an opportunity for small businesses, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Because we don't have that quarterly thing to worry about.
No, you don't. But you have your brand and your authenticity and your reputation.
And that should be enough. I need your website one more time, Ray.
It's www.constellationr.com.
Ray Wang, ladies and gentlemen, spelled W-A-N-G. The book is called Disrupting Digital Business. Find it wherever books are sold. Hey, Ray, come back soon. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hi, everyone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.